Forest soils are absorbing less methane, and a recent study says this could in part explain rising atmospheric levels of the greenhouse gas. I spoke with Peter Groffman, co-author of the study and senior research fellow at the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies. An analysis of long-term data from 1988 to 2015 found the following.
The capacity of soils to remove methane from the atmosphere has decreased rather markedly over the last between 15 and 20 years of monitoring. And that's it's a super interesting result, and we were then curious to determine, well, why is that happening? And it appears to be linked to changes in soil moisture. So in the northeastern part of the United States, it's been raining more over the last 15 to 20 years or so, and the soils are wetter, and wet soils have a lower capacity to remove methane from the atmosphere than drier soils. And the reason this is the methane is in the atmosphere, the bacteria are in the soil, and in order for the bacteria to get at the methane and eat it, they have to be able, the air from the atmosphere has to be able to diffuse into the soil pore spaces where these bacteria live. And if the soil is wet, then diffusion is inhibited and the bacteria have less access to methane, and so the methane uptake goes down.
And when methane uptake goes down, it contributes to global warming. Groffman says the lead author analyzed more than 300 studies of methane uptake by forest soils around the world.
And so we end up with a pretty strong conclusion that the capacity or the amount of methane that's being pulled out of the atmosphere by forest soils is less than we thought it was. And it's been going down over time as the climate is changing and rainfall is increasing. And that's an important result. It means that our ideas about the global methane budget need to be revisited a little bit. When we think about the global methane, we have an idea of how much methane is being taken out of the atmosphere by soils, and we think that that number is lower than we previously thought. It suggests that the methane concentration in the atmosphere may rise faster than we thought it was going to, and the implication is that if we want to stabilize the methane concentration in the atmosphere, we're going to have to work a little harder at controlling some of the human sources of methane. So human sources of methane, we have natural gas extraction and transport, and there are leaks associated with natural gas extraction and transport. If we're going to stabilize the methane concentration in the atmosphere, maybe we're going to have to work a little harder to reduce those leaks. We have lots of methane comes from cattle production. When we raise cattle, they produce methane. The more cattle we have, the more methane we have. We may need to work a little harder to improve the efficiency of cattle production if we want to stabilize the methane concentration in the atmosphere. A lot of methane comes from rice production, rice paddies. There's a lot of work to still produce the same amount of rice but reduce the amount of methane that's produced with the rice. And we may have to work a little harder. Again, if we want to stabilize the concentration of methane in the atmosphere, our results suggest we're going to have to work a little harder. We've been relying on these natural processes to pull methane out of the atmosphere, and maybe we can't rely on that as much.
Groffman addresses what's next.
There's a couple of real surprising results in that we had actually expected atmospheric methane concentrations to go up. We'd expected atmospheric methane uptake rates to be increasing over time. But in the northeastern U.S., the temperature's gone up, which should increase methane uptake. Atmospheric deposition, which is a form of acid rain, has gone down, and that should increase methane uptake. And the atmospheric concentration of methane has gone up, and so it should increase methane uptake. So we were surprised that the rates were going down. So we're very interested in further mechanistic studies to determine just why, how the changes in soil wetness or soil moisture are causing methane uptake to go down. And we've already started some follow-up studies to do that.
The study is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.